called Baila Be'ir. We learned a lot about different scenarios, and now we want to learn another scenario that Yichud could be, the issue of Yichud could be resolved. The issue of Yichud could be resolved. The source for this halacha is a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, Amar Rabba Ba'pei Aleph Amid Aleph Amar Rabba Baila Ba'ir Ein Choshishin Mishum Yichud. Baila Ba'ir, literally translated as if her husband is in the city, and it's specifically that way. We'll learn about the opposite scenario. If your wife is in the city, we're not up to there yet, but the Gemara did not say anything about the wife being in the city. Specifically, Baila Ba'ir Ein Choshishin Mishum Yichud. Says Rashi, Ein Choshishin Mishum Yichud. Rashi says, Baila Ba'ir Ein Choshishin Mishum Yichud. I'm reading you to Rashi. Listen carefully, Ezra. Listen to this Rashi. Ein Choshishin Mishum Yichud Lehalkos. What's Lehalkos? Sounds like Malkus. Rashi is saying, Ein Choshishin Mishum Yichud, to get Malkus, right? Sounds like from Rashi what? That it's still usser. So now I have a question, a basic question. When you have your husband in the same city, does that mean that that's an absolute heter? Or does that mean that it's a lower down, a simmer down avera that won't get a punishment of Malkus? From Rashi, by the fact that he stooped in the word Malkus, which I was never even envisioning, who even thinks about Malkus? We want to know whether the things are usser or mutter. Sounds like, according to Rashi, it's still usser, but it's less punishment. However, Tosis on the spot, on that Pe'al from Ad Aleph says, Baila Be'ir Ein Choshishin Mishum Yichud, Perish B'Kunchus Ein Choshishin La'alkos, Mashma Mitoch Be'irusho, Ha'isurim Yi'ika. It sounds like from Rashi that there still is an Isser, a residual Isser, B'Kosha, Dim Kein Mai Parach B'Samach, Ha'Rab Yosef, D'Kamer Shkul L'Darga Mitu Se'bivi, Ba'aram Ha'Baila Be'ir Ein Choshishin Mishum Yichud, Frek Tosis Akasha, the next line in the Gemara, Ask out a story. The Gemara says, the next line, we're going to skip the next line, that was Pesach Pasuach, we already did. Pesach Pasuach, L'sham in Choshim Mishim Yichud. Rabbi Ikla Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, busted the Karach Rifta after he had his sandwich. Amar Lahu, he says to them, Shkuli, Darga, Mituse, Bivi, make sure you remove the ladder, that no one could access this area. V'ha'amar Rabba, Baila B'ir, Choshim Mishim Yichud. And the Gemara asks, why do you need to do that? As long as her husband is in the city, even if you're with that woman, it's not going to be an Isser because there is no Isser Yichud as long as Baila is Be'ir. So ask Tosus on Rashi, what was the Gemara's question? Baila Be'ir is only a heter, is only a kula legabe Malkus. But why are you asking on Rabbi Yosef? It's still going to be an Isser. So of course he has to do whatever it takes in order to remove the Isser. Baila Be'ir is only removal for Malkus. Therefore Tosus argues and says, Rashi's wrong. Rashi is absolutely wrong. And therefore, on the books, Baila Be'ir is a heter gomer. You want a situation that you can be totally in seclusion with a woman, and there will not be a problem of Yichud? If her husband is in that city, Baila Be'ir, then that will be mutter, says Tosos. It's clear from the Gemara, in Choshishin Klal Mishum Yichud, not only with respect to the punishment. Good? And that is not only the psak of Tosfos, that is the psak of the Rambam, and this seems to be the way the Shulchan Aruch paskits. Shulchan Aruch and Simen Chav Beis are Simen, Hilchas Yichud, Sif Ches, Isha Shebaila Be'ir, a woman whose husband is in the city, Ein Choshin L'Siachirima. There is no Chash Yichud. Not only Legabe punishment, Kor, you want a heter? There's a heter. Mutter. Mipnei, why? What's the reason? Mipnei, says the Shulchan Aruch, the rationale. Mipnei she'emas bala alel. Translate that for me. Mipnei she'emas, what's ema?
The fear.
The fear of bala, of her husband, alel, is around. So the Shulchan Aruch is paskin that's mutter, and it's giving a rationale, she'emas bala alel.
Then I look down to the Pisrei Tshuva at the bottom of the Simen. Right, by the way, the Beis Shmuel writes at Beferish in Sifkot and Yudbeis, Ein Choyshishin, Hainu Kishitas HaToysis, Deleke Isser, like Toysis, that there's not even an Isser, not only that there's no Malkus, Ulurashi Aser Vein Lokin, and according to Rashi, it would still be Aser. But Rabosei, I'm telling you now, like the Beis Shmuel is saying over here, the halacha is to follow the practice of Tosos, like the Rambam and Rov Rishonim, that Baila Be'ir is an absolute heter. If your husband is in the city, then it's going to be absolutely mutter. So now, we have to spend today's shir, and it will be endless shir because there's no clock here, on knowing what the ramifications are and what the lumdis, and how do we really understand the nature of this din called Baila Ba'ir. So if you look at the Pesachei Tshuva in Sifkot and Zayin, so he gives us a few Mar Mekoymes, Ezra, in Pesachei Tshuva, Sifkot and Zayin. I am Besefer Binas Adam. Who's the Binas Adam? I'll give you a hint. It's the same, another Sefer that ends with Adam. It's just a Sefer on Yeridea. Binas Adam is the Chai Adam. So the Binas Adam wrote on his commentary in Hilchas Yichud, Denirali, the dafka bebesa ein bamishum yechur. Aval im holeches lebayis acher. Afal pisha baila ba'ir yesh mamishum yechur. The bezel lo shayach the mistafimi baila. Rabosai, let's go back to that Rashi. So we rejected the first half of the Rashi because Rashi says that it's only a heter le'inyan the punishment lahalkos. But then Rashi continues, Morty, and Rashi says more to this enigma, to this heter of Baila Be'ir. Rashi says, Demistifa mi bal hashta osi. Listen carefully. This is the key wording. Demistifa mi bal. What does that mean, Demistifa mi bal? She is afraid that her husband, hashta osi, is going to come now. Demistabim mifal hashta os. Zot chaye adam. In Sefer Binas Adam, read Rashi carefully on his analysis on the din of Baila Be'ir, and the halacha of Baila Be'ir is dependent on the fact that she is concerned that her husband is going to walk in on them, and therefore she's not going to get into a Maisa Bia with the Poland Spring guy who just came to do a delivery. But if that fear factor is not there, says the Binas Adam, if they're in seclusion in another house that the husband's not going to come to, even though the husband technically works in the same vicinity, in the same area, says the Binas Adam, what Rashi said to us will not apply. And therefore the Binas Adam and many Paiskim following the Binas Adam, Paskin, that there's a limitation on this absolute heter of Baal Be'ir. It's not such an absolute heter.
Why don't make Rashi that?
Where we reject Rashi Legabe, the extension of the Isser. How powerful is the Isser? But the rationale of the heter, even Rashi is understanding that there is some sort of kula in the Gemara. So Rashi says that the rationale is a function of fear that he's going to walk in. So that no one seems to reject. Even Tosus didn't reject. Then we'll finish the Chaye Adam in a second about his second afternoon. So this Binas Adam will have tremendous ramifications. Let's say you have a scenario where it's Baila Be'ir, he works in the same town, he's nearby, but you're not in your house. So then, says the Binas Adam, this heter is not going to apply. Similarly to the Binas Adam, not only if you're in a house, but let's say you're just in a scenario which is even much more common. You're not in your house, but you're in a scenario where your husband has no idea where you are. Or you're just not telling him every detail of where you're going to be, or which department store, or which appointment you're going to have, and where you're going to go. So then there will not be, according to the Binas Adam, the heter of Baila Be'ir. But comes along the Chazon Ish, Rabosai, and here's where you want to pay attention. The Chazon Ish did not agree with the Psak of the Binas Adam. The Chazon Ish argued that it's not a practical heter like what Rashi presents, that the husband is actually going to show up, Lautman. But says the Chazon Ish, there's a pachad tiv'it, there's a natural pachad, Max Harvey. You got to start coffee again, Max Harvey. There's a natural pachad that if a person is, husband, is in the city, even though I'm not in the house that he's going to walk into, and I don't have that practical pachad that I know at 9:59 he's going to walk in through this door, says the Chazon Ish, it's a natural pachad, it's a pachad tiv'it, that whenever her husband is in the same city, there's a heter mishum yichud. Comes along the Chazon Ish and says it doesn't have to be that practically he's going to walk in. So therefore the Chazon Ish knocks out the chumrah of the Binas Adam, that Baila Be'ir will not be in a place where it's not your home like the Chazon Ish, like the Chayi Adam was machvir. Or even if the husband doesn't even know where you're secluding yourself with this woman, if technically the husband is in the city, so then the nature of the pachad will apply and the heter will be there just because he is in the city. That pachad tiv'it will apply. And this says, the Mefarshim seems to be the pashas of the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say the language of Rashi, that pala be'ir is because maybe the husband will walk in. No, the Rambam says, baila be'ir mipnei she'emas baila alea. Because there's something about the fact when the husband is in the same locale, when the husband is in the same city, so then there's a pachad, and she's not going to commit the same sins. So therefore, many poskim rely lakula on this Chazon Ish, many Rebbeim and our yeshiva as well, on this pachad tiv'it, and even though practically, he might not know where to show up or know exactly where you are, but as long as you know that your husband is situated in the city, and we'll get into how you define a city, then the heter will apply. Rabosa, I just gave you an unbelievable heter for your wives on many, many different situations. However, there are some limitations. Yeah.
Does this give us by law change nowadays because of cell phones and disability? Because cell phones are able to drive over there relatively quickly, even on the same city. Does this give us by law now extend?
Oh, you want to say lakula?
Yeah.
You're not a machmir, you're a maker.
I'm not saying like.
In general. No, I'm just
general,
joking.
Yes, I want to look cool.
I would have thought the other way.
You want to say baila be'ir, so the poskim don't extend it outside the ear. No.
But even if she knows that I can call her at any point and I might be on her mind, regardless whether I'm
the heter of baila be'ir is not about calling because she can right. She can shut off her phone or she could just not get to the phone. But that's not going to stop an avera. If I'm in the middle of an avera and you call me, right? So I'll run into the bathroom. I'll say, hold on one second, let me get this. So I'll stop. You're not going to know what's going on.
Yeah, but what if you... But I'm saying also, like in those days, you can't just like walk 10 miles to get there. But now...
You're saying it's accessible even if it's in another city.
Right.
Right. So I think there's a psychological... I think there's a psychological component also. I think that it's not only... Rashi's saying it's also a practical component. I'm saying for sure for the Rambam Shita... It's especially, if not entirely, a psychological component that when I'm involved in this seclusion with this person, I know, colloquially, he's in my city. He's around. So therefore, it's not only about the vicinity, about how long it'll take him to be here, but he's in the same location. I'm not going to commit this act when he's around. When he's away on business, that's when I'm going to commit this act.
What about track your iPhone?
Track my iPhone, but my iPhone's in my house. I'm inviting someone to my house. What's that going to help me?
I think it could make calls in some situations.
I don't think. I mean, this is not only because it's trackable, it's also because in a priori situation, this will be psychologically to inhibit a person to commit the avera. The fact that you have the ability to sneak up on a person, you can sneak up on a person and watch them in another city as well. What about the fact that I can follow my wife to work every day? You know, that's not that's not what Chazal now created a heter. You know, but that's what Chazal. Rabosai comes along the Binas Adam, and he says another chumra. Rabosai, listen up. Let's say you have a situation where I know where my wife's going, Lautman. I know where she's going. The husband knows about it, and he obviously, yeah, of course you're going there. That you have an appointment. You told me about this last night. Of course you should go there. Lebeis ploni. Vadai kashinan. The choshekin kishenasim l'rishus l'daber davar seiser and ploni l'haskir adelas the aser the aim is there says the Binas Adam. What happens in a scenario where the husband knows where she's going? So it's not going to be the first case of the Binas Adam that I don't know not to walk in, because I do know where she's going to be. She told me where she's going to be, but I gave her permission to go, and I told her, yeah, great, I know you, I'm not going to call you at this and this time. You have an appointment. And sometimes, says the Binas Adam, these could be the most private appointments, very, very private appointments. Says the Binas Adam, there's no heter baila beer. There's no heter baila beer. What emas baila? Oh, the husband's going to walk in and he's going to find me in seclusion with this person. Shkoyach, you knew about this last night. I told you that we were going to be there. Says the Binas Adam, Rashi's heter of the mistafimi baila hashta osi. That I'm concerned that maybe the husband's going to walk in. That doesn't apply in this scenario. I told you about the appointment. You told me, great. You know about this. Even if you walk in, you're not going to be shocked. Therefore, says the Binas Adam, no heter baila beer in such a scenario. It's a lot of cases. No, I'm not concerned of the husband surprising me to walk in.
You know where she is, then why would that be?
He's saying that even, that's exactly what Binas Adam says, even though I know where she is, but if I gave her permission to be there and I'm not going to be surprised to find them in seclusion with the two of them, so then that's not going to be a heter, even in a scenario where I know where she is, says the Binas Adam. The first Binas Adam says, it all depends on whether or not the husband knows where you are and whether or not the husband can walk in. Now the Binas Adam is saying, even if the husband knows where you are, but if I gave you permission and you told me about it, so then it's still not going to be out there. Because there's no fear factor. Shkoyach, you find me with her. We spoke about this over dinner last night. Rabbi Isai comes along the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish, in his diyuk in the Rambam, that this is a natural pachat, there's a din of Amos Baila. And the Rambam disagrees with Rashi that it's not dependent on what? It's not dependent on the fact that he's going to surprise attack. The fact that he's going to surprise you and walk in like Rashi presented. And says the Chazon Ish, even if he knew about it, even if he gave permission, doesn't make a difference. Lamaisa, if the husband is in the city, Heter Gomer, says the Chazon Ish, against the Chayi Adam. So we already have two very important nafkaminas, legabe the heter baila beir, which is presented in Shulchan Aruch as an absolute heter. But even within the absolute heter, there's a machloikas apaiskim between the chayyadim and the Chazon Ish, which so far will be two nafkaminas if that's just a natural heter, or it's a heter because of practically he's going to walk in and be surprised. What about a situation where you're technically in the same city, but Morty, New York City is a big, 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 big place. And like Lautman was talking before, it might take a long time to get through the city. What do you say about that? What do you say about, I'm technically in the same city, I'm technically in the same vicinity and in the same metropolis, in the same, you know, legal boundary, and we might be paying the same taxes for my office and for my house, but it takes a while to commute. It takes a while to get there.
Yeah,
you know, the traffic on Central Avenue. So, Rabbi Yisai, what would you think?
You say it doesn't matter.
Well, according to who and according to who, what do you think?
Chazon Ish would say it's okay.
Chazon Ish would say Lekula. Because why? Because Lemaisa, it's in this city, and there's a psychological pachad, a pachad tivid, a natural pachad, because technically it's in the barriers, it's in the one city, and as the Rav Eliashiv said, the definition of a city for this halacha is dependent on whether or not society considers it the same city. That's not to the exclusion of areas which are mamish, like even though they're technically outside the city, they're mamish like next door, like within 70 amos of the same city. But Rav Eliashiv says you follow the way people refer to this city. If it's all one city and people refer to it as one city, so then that's going to be all considered one city. Now you're going to have enough community between the Binas Adam and those that are machmir on these shilas, and the Chazon Ish who's mekel, and the Chazon Ish is going to say, even though technically I'm not going to make it in time, even though technically my wife knows that it takes me 35 minutes to get from the office to here, and that's for sure, Azman of Isser Yichud, says the Chazon Ish, but technically it was by Labir. There's a Pachat Tivit. So even though it might take a while, that's not going to be a situation where the Chazon Ish will be Machmir and the Binas Adam will be Mik. Rabbi Yisai, before we close.
But you said Binas Adam is Mekel and.
No, the Binas Adam is Machmir and the Chazon Ish is Mekel. Now, there is a limitation on this heter of Baila Be'ir. As we found in the past in other scenarios, that we've limited the heter of Baila Be'ir, there's a limitation here as well. You go back to that source, the Gemara in Pei Aleph, where the Gemara quotes the story that the Gemara asked on Rav Yosef, what are you so concerned about Yichud, but this woman's husband is in the city, and that there should be a heter. And that was the source for Shulchan Aruch, that was the source for Tosfos to create the heter, that it's not like Rashi, it's only a limitation about punishment and for Malkus, but it's an absolute heter, because otherwise what would the Gemara's Kasha be? If it's Baal HaBeir is not a heter, so then he has to take in the precautions to make sure that it's mutter. Must be that Baal HaBeir is an absolute heter against Rashi. But Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara asks, so why does he have to take into his precautions and remove the ladder? So what does the Gemara answer? We learned this Gemara a few weeks ago. Shiny Rav Bibi Dishishpanisai Have Vegaise Be. Says the Gemara, Rav Bibi had an old relationship and a connection with this woman, and therefore that would be in Hilchos Yichud a big no-no. How do we call that in Hilchos Yichud? Libo Gaspa. If Libo Gaspa, that old Moshava, Morasha friend, that old friend from high school that we had we went on all those walks together, or we had that relationship with, that's not going to be a Heter Mishum Yichud. And what's going to be, Rabosai? What's going to be the limitation for Pesach Pasuach? I'm not Pesach Pasuach. For what are we learning? Baila Be'ir? The Gemara says, black on white, the answer that the Amora had to say why he has to take into precautions, because Baila Be'ir is not going to help me, because this is a situation of Libo Gaspa. So Libo Gaspa, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Sif Ches once again. V'imahoya ze Gaspa, kegon shigadli imo, she grew up with him. Oh, shehi krovaso, or they're close. Oh, imkina labaila, or if the husband warned her, imze lo yislachirima afal bishabaila beir, that's not going to be a situation where baila beir is going to be mutter. Even according to the Chazon Ish, that Chazon Ish can't argue with Shulchan Aruch, can't argue with the Gemara. That's already the breaks are in. So even according to the Chazon Ish, who has a more makel approach in terms of many of these shailas, legabe baila beir, but when it comes to a situation of liba gaspa, baila beir is not going to help. However, although in other scenarios of yichud that we learned earlier in the year, that we said it might not apply to a goy or a person who's not makbid in negiyah, in shomer negiyah, or in hilchos yichud, so then over here, the poskim say, for a goy and a parutz, the heter of baila be'ir does work. So this is an exception to the rule, that here is where you do have the heter, but you don't have the heter of libo gaspa.
Is the doctor considered libo gaspa?
What?
Is the doctor considered...
Doctor, I wouldn't call libo gaspa. Doctor would be called asik imanosha. Let's say you have an OB, an OBGYN, right? His job is to work with women. So then you might have the limitations, remember in the Mishnah on Pei Beis, that was the source for Rashi to tell you that there was a heter for three women. That Rashi says, what does it mean that there's an Isser Yichud when there's Esek Emanoshim? So Eli Sonovlik asked, what do you mean? There's always an Isser of Isser Yichud, even if you're not Esek Emanoshim. So the answer was, no, the Rishonim have four different explanations to that Mishnah, Taisus, Rashi, and Rashi says that usually there's a heter of three women, and when it's Esek Emanoshim, so then the heter of three women won't apply. Taisus, Mirtz Hashem, we'll learn it next week, Taisus says a different pshat in that Mishnah. There's usually a heter if your wife is with you, so there's a heter even for the husband. Taisus says, but Esek Emanoshim, that heter does not apply.
Well,
yeah.
Why are you luckily allowed to become a doctor when you don't need to do it? Like other doctors, you know, it could be with both.
Because it's necessary.
But you don't have to be the person to do it.
I don't have to be the person to do it, but...
Yeah, then no one will be. So.
Yeah, meaning... I also don't have to be, this is an argument amongst the poskim, and there are some big rabbanim who hold now like this, but just to present the argument, I also don't have to be the one who has to be Mechal Shabbos for people. So why do I have to be a doctor? Some might argue that that's a good argument and don't become a doctor. Others argue that no. That kind of like what Spitz is saying, or right now you have a heter because of hefesh, and therefore you do have the heter.
Okay, fine. Those are similar situations?
Yeah, meaning if you want to bring it to situations of non-pikuach of nefesh or non,
yeah,
you know, things
what?
Like a plastic surgeon, that might be another question. This baby needs
to
die. Woman could die. I mean, they need you to. OB is fine cancer. OBs do a lot of things and they take
care
of.
That's pikuach. Pikuach nefesh is
for regular. And they save babies. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the Hatzalah of an Ober, for sure. Yeah, if an Ober, the Mishabura quotes from the Halachas Ketanis that you can drive a car if the Ober is in Pekuach Nefesh, we treat it like a Nefesh. Just like the Rambam writes, we'll learn it next semester hopefully, for you to kill an Ober is a style of, the Rambam thinks is this a Ritzicha, you know, so too, we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save
them. It's like a mindset that it's Pekuach Nefesh in like many situations, because you never know what you could find.
Right, so I'm saying you still might have to implement ways that you're not going to be over the Yisr Yichud, because now the woman has a Shiloh also, meaning now you want to know why am I allowed to touch these women, why am I allowed to deal with these women, so let's say
why are you allowed?
I'm allowed to do these things, but what about Yisr Yichud? I don't need the Yisr Yichud over here. I could implement a Terim that I can do, so we'll have to get to that.
I understand why you're allowed to be the doctor just beforehand when you're making a decision of what kind of doctor.
Yeah, so I think even if you will be in scenarios that sometimes might be mutter, the assumption is that they're mutter because of pikuach nefesh. But for a daily checkup, or for these scenarios, does the Isser Yichud apply? We're going to have to get to. We're going to have a whole shir, Mirz Hashem, on professions. And I'm in the middle of a Shiloh, Rabosai, and I want you guys to know this because it should be public knowledge. Therapy issues, if guys are going to therapists or people to speak to, which is, again, 100% that, you know, I tell Hassanim and Kalas, you know, that this is it's something that's necessary to teach you to communicate, and there's a lot of situations that therapies can be extremely beneficial and helpful in life struggles, as they are so prevalent everywhere. It's unbelievable, but you really should try to get a male therapist, and a woman should try to get a female therapist, because none of the heterim are going to be applicable because they keep the doors closed and people are not walking in on sessions and there is no heter. Sorry to say it like black on white, there is no heter. If it's not going to be a situation where other people are going to be around and where you're going to be able to be talking in public, you really should try don't start the relationship with the opposite gender.
What about, like, let's just say, like, that case, right, where, like, a guy would, what if the woman, like, your wife would be sitting outside?
So if your wife would be sitting outside and your wife could come
in, right there in the waiting room,
and she can come in. Yes, that's fine. That's fine.
That's
the whole point of therapy.
That's fine. Right, but maybe Moshe's saying like this. Let's say I say to my therapist, I have a very good relationship with my wife, and I'm not keeping secrets from my wife, and I really don't mind if my wife walks in the middle. That will get rid of the issue. The same would be true if you would go to the opposite gender and you would say, in order for his yichud, I don't mind if the secretary walks in, or I don't mind if other people so the secretary will help if two secretaries, because you need a heter of three women, right?
What if they have kids? What if it's like in their house?
No.
The secretary could just walk in. It's not about you guys being in the same room. It's the fact that the door...
You're saying it's Yotzi v'nichnas. You're saying it's public. Right. If the outside is public and people can walk in and the secretary can walk in and it's a Yotzi v'nichnas, so then it's not going to be one-on-one. That might also be a heter. Right. But the problem is therapists in general are not into that and they want to keep things private and they think it's not going to be effective. If people could see right in, then that's heter. That's the no debuta that we learned last week. That's Pesach Pasuach Lush Sarabin. Right? Yeah, well, that's what we learned last week. Were we last week? No. Yeah. Pesach Pasuach Lush Sarabin. Listen to the shir. Pesach Pasuach Lush Sarabin applies to windows. That was the heter of the no debuta. Rabosai, Rabbi Yashiv and the Chazanish thought that the heter of Baila Be'ir does not apply to cars. Cars is not considered a makom that's mugdar, that's considered in one place. It jumps from city to city, and it's not in one location. Rabbi Yashiv did not think the heter of Baal of Ir would apply to cars, but we already learned last week that cars most often and not, and Rabbi Yashiv said that the heter of cars, you need another person to pass by within every 10 minutes. If you missed last week's shir, it's very kedai to listen to, that Rabbi Yashiv said it's considered a Pesach Pesuach or Sarabim every 10 minutes that you see another pedestrian or another car. So then most of the time, unless you have all four tinted windows, which you will be guaranteed to get a ticket, so you shouldn't anyways be driving those cars. So then that will be a heter al Pesach Pesuach Shrabim, unless you're really on a street that has no one walking around at 4 o'clock in the morning, even every 10 minutes. Rabbi Yashiv has a kula, just to finish up, Rabosai. Rabbi Yashiv has a kula that he thinks it applies to civil marriages as well.
Marriages?
Civil marriages. Let's say I'm not married yet. Spitz, listen to this. Let's say I'm not technically married yet, but I go and I register and I civilly married. He thinks that there is still a heter of Baal Be'er. I was shocked when I saw this. I'm technically not Kiddushin. I don't necessarily have I didn't do Yichud or not. The heter of Baal Be'er will apply?
You're not
right. No.
The ceremony is your...
No. What do you mean? I can get civilly married. Oh, you're saying...
I went yesterday. Get this thing done. But it doesn't do anything until...
What do you mean? You write it? You have to write the later date?
You sign the thing, and then they say bring it, mail it back after your ceremony.
You have to have it within 30 days.
Yeah, well, let's say I'm technically married. You're saying you lie.
There was a lady there with a gown, and I think they got married there.
Uh-huh.
Just say a okay. Lady, you know.
I guess you could change, you could write anything.
What about situations where couples, Rahmanu Litzlan, are split up? What about situations where couples, Rahmanu Litzlan, are split up but they're not yet divorced? Does the heter of Baal Be'er apply? Rabbi Yashiv thinks that in such a scenario where it's rectifiable and it's not a davar pashut that it's going to go down the tubes, then he thinks the heter of Baal Be'er will still apply, even though they're living in different areas.
There's no concern that the guy will ever show up.
Right. But according to the Chazon, it makes sense because there's still a pacha tivit. What if you're in scenarios like... Rav Shlomo Zalman has a fascinating tshuva in Micha Shlomo. What if the husband's in the city, but she doesn't know that the husband's in the city?
Ooh.
So technically, it's not an Isser Yichud, right? But it doesn't matter. It's about the psychology. So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, that it's like Niskadna Lechol Chazir. She had kavana to eat Chazir, and she ended up eating kosher. And the Gemara says, based on the pasuk in Parshas Matos, Hashem Yislachla, that a person who's Niskavin to do an Avera and doesn't end up doing an Avera, she needs kapara. So she has to really know about it in order for the heter to really apply.
What if she thinks he's in the city, but he's not?
Oh, so if she thinks he's in the city and he's not, so then
outside the city with the mother,
so the fear is still there. I would think maybe that would be the core. That would maybe be a, maybe be you're saying he thinks she's in the city, so there's a pachativ it. So for sure, according to the binas adam, I'm worried he's going to walk in if he's close by, or that should be mutter. According to the Chazon Ish, even the pachativ it, if that's what I think, if I think he's around, L'chora, one should be mekel also. L'chora, it should be mutter.
Wait, did you say this only works if, it's only one way, if the husband is nearby, not if it's the opposite?
Right. Next week, we have to learn the heterim of what's with the opposite and what's with Morty's question. There is a Beis Shmuel that paskins like Morty. We're going to have to learn next week that says that it works in both directions. However, the poskim in most scenarios say that the Beis Shmuel was not accepted, and the Gemara only said Baila Be'ir. It did not say Ishto Be'ir, and therefore Halacha L'Maisa, this Pachat Tiv'it, or whatever the rationale about this heter, does not apply in the reverse direction for a husband to be with another woman in seclusion, even if his wife is in the city. The heter will not apply, and you will need to rely on either the numbers that we learned in the first year, or a window, or a Pesach Pesuach Rosh Zerabim, some sort of other heter, but this heter of Baila Be'ir does not work for Ishto Be'ir. Rabosai, let's move on. Brand new sugya, brand new daf, brand new Kirvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu.